It's Tuesday, March 7th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Canalys research shows slowing growth in the MSP tool vendors, indicating a potential market shift. ScalePad expands its analytics platforms with the acquisition of ControlMap for compliance automation software, and U.S. unit labor costs rise faster than expected as productivity improves, per Axios. This is the business of tech. Jay McBain from Canalys shared some new data from their research on the growth of the MSP tool vendors. I'll share his post. Quote, as a potential bellwether to the slowing MSP market, PSA and RMM platform vendors have dropped into high single-digit growth for the first time in memory. Note, we still separate the Datto and Kaseya brands for purposes of year-over-year comparison. ConnectWise has 24.2% market share with 6.1% growth year-over-year. Enable with 16.2% market share and 6.6% growth year-over-year. Kaseya was 7.7% market share and 9.2% growth year-over-year. Datto at 7.6% market share with 9.4% growth year-over-year. And all the others at 44.3% market share and 10.1% growth year-over-year. That totals 8.5% growth year-over-year. Other notable industry analysis by his colleague, Robin Odie. First, cost-cutting is underway, driven by PE-backed boards. 2023 budgets are reduced and key personnel layoffs. Second, end customer demand still robust across managed services and cybersecurity. Third, RMM 3.0 is high on the agenda with ConnectWise's integration of ChatGPT and OpenAI into the ISO platform as one example of the automation possibilities. Fourth, Enable and Kaseya announced broader distribution agreements and global expansion initiatives. And five, Kaseya is losing some partners post-acquisition of Datto, although growth numbers remain best in class. They're hearing from partners moving to NinjaOne, Synchro, Atera, and SuperOps.ai. Why do we care? Jay is indicating this is a potential to slow in the MSP market. I'd argue it's a slowdown in the MSP tools market. Why? Because the core product of these companies is a zombie. Dead product walking. It's not surprising that yesterday's toolset, driven by private equity investment strategies, is not the wave of the future. Instead, let's consider a cluster of companies more like Acronis with a security-focused management platform, or Nerdio with a cloud-based management platform, Avic with a network-focused management platform, or ScalePad with a configuration-based management platform. And speaking of ScalePad has purchased ControlMap, which makes compliance automation software. Quoting from Channel Pro, ControlMap's application comes with over 30 built-in connectors that automatically aggregate data on user account access, privilege access, MFA configuration, and assets such as databases and endpoints. Supported platforms include Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, and Google Workplace, HR applications from ADP and others, and identity and access management systems like Azure Active Directory and Okta. Why do we care? ScalePad had just bought Cognition 360, a BI platform, and at the time, I noted they were becoming an analytics platform. I stand by that assessment. Squint, and you can see a management platform focused on configuration settings. Are they the right company? Time will tell. I do love the strategy. New analysis on the labor market from Axios. Quote, unit labor costs, or how much a business pays workers for a single unit of output, rose at a 3.2% annualized rate in the final quarter of last year, according to revisions released by the Labor Department. That came in part because of a downward revision in worker productivity. Unit labor costs rose much faster than the initially reported 1.1%, but the rate of increase slowed consistently throughout 2022. In the first quarter of the year, for instance, unit labor costs rose at an 8.5% annualized pace. The numbers reflect both labor measurements, like wages and how many hours were worked, and the nation's economic output. In the first half of the year, economic growth was sluggish, even alongside a booming labor market, resulting in ugly productivity and labor costs. But that flipped some in the second half. GDP rebounded and some steam came out of the labor market, helping lift the productivity figures. And January's job data was robust, 517,005, a decade low in the jobless rate. We're expecting more color on that data soon. Why do we care? Strong job data and robust productivity data. For me, it's an indication of worker power right now. Each worker is valuable, and there are fewer of them. I'm dismissive of those saying the power is swinging. Not from where I sit, it isn't. The actionable insight? Helping businesses do more with what they have via digital technologies, linking to the revenue or cost of goods sold lines in a P&L. That'll be the critical sweet spot. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today, National Cereal Day, and I think it's perfect for cereal for dinner. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.